One of my favorite aspects about choosing a saint for the year is because it is so essential to read the lives of the saints continuously, because it's a constant reminder to us that God is real, that He's at work, that His wonders do not cease. Because sometimes we read the scriptures, and especially our Lord at the start of His ministry, what does He do? He just starts curing people. You know, and they bring people to Him in droves, all these miracles. And sometimes we think, Lord, where are your prodigies of the past? Right? Well, why don't we find those in our times? And you read the lives of the saints, you see, okay, he's still at work. For those who have faith, for people of prayer, for those who come to Him with a childlike confidence. And so I'm reading this book, as you're all aware, on the life of Mother Teresa. And just last night I'm reading, and the priest tells a story. He's going on a journey, and he has a layover in Moscow. Mother Teresa hears that, and she calls him. She says, Father, Father, you must plant miraculous medals in Russia so that Our Lady will bring us there. He says, Mother, it's a layover. I'm not going to be able to get outside the airport. And she says, well, Father, then you must get a traveling visa. And he says, Mother, I have 3 weeks. You have to order those months in advance, especially to get in the Soviet Union. No, no, Father, you go to the airport. They will help you. So he goes, no. He goes to the Russian embassy, no. He tries this day after day for like 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden it strikes him, you know, I should do what Mother Teresa does. He goes back to the embassy, and before he asks again for a traveling visa, he hands the lady behind the desk a miraculous medal. And everything changes. She says, okay, Father. And she whispers in this soft voice, and she tells him what he must do to get a visa. So he gets it. He goes to Moscow. In the meantime, he has realized that he is going to be there on March 25th, the Feast of the Incarnation. And in that year, 1984, when he went there, it was the year that Pope John Paul II had called for the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Blessed Mother Mary had asked that 67 years before in Fatima. And you remember at that time, she had made three promises, three secrets. She said, if the world doesn't change, there's going to be a worse war. That was in 1917, at the end of the First World War. The Second World War came. The third secret was about the attempted assassination of Pope John Paul II. What was the second secret? Unless Russia is consecrated to my Immaculate Heart, she will spread her errors all throughout the world. Russia was never consecrated until 1984. The Holy Father asked all the bishops in the world on the solemnity of the Incarnation to pray this special prayer and to offer Mass for the consecration of Russia. This priest realizes since 1917, there were no priests in Russia. They had all either been terminated or exiled. The Holy Mass had not been celebrated in Russia, unless in secret, in 67 years. And he is going to be there on that solemnity. And so he sneaks in a Mass kit and this special prayer of consecration that he was able to get past even the guards, and they searched his bags. And he arrives and he goes to the Kremlin, the center of Soviet Union's power. And he finds that there is an ancient church there upon which Mass had not been celebrated since 1917. And the name of the church is the Church of the Incarnation. And he celebrates Mass in secret. And afterwards he takes one miraculous medal, because he's afraid to do so outside because someone's going to see him and kill him. And he goes and he plants it. He finds this tiny little space behind one of the tombs of a bishop. And he drops it behind there. And things began to change. It took 4 years, but the sisters of Mother Teresa were actually invited by the Soviet authorities to establish a house in Russia. This priest is part of that foundation, and he goes there. And they put the sisters on the 7th floor of a hospital so no one can see them. And they give them one patient to oversee. The sisters are disheartened. Oh my gosh, really? This is our work here? Mother Teresa, the eternal optimist, though a realist, she says, oh, sisters, It must mean God knows that that one person needs all of your attention when the priest is going to leave after they've established this foundation on the seventh floor of a hospital. Mother Teresa says, "Father, I have asked our Blessed Mother for 15 houses in Russia. 15 houses, one for each decade of the rosary." And Father thinks, oh my goodness, her age is finally catching up with her. She's 77 years old. Right? She's starting to imagine things. 2 weeks before Mother Teresa died, he was in Russia once again. She'd asked him to do a retreat for all the sisters in Russia. Present were the 15 superiors of the 15 houses of Mother Teresa, each one named after a different mystery of the rosary. God's wonders do not cease. For people of prayer, because prayer leads to faith, and our faith leads us to ask things of God with childlike confidence.